in Delaware. CBS's Scott McFarlane is there.
Abby Lowell is defense attorney for Hunter Biden and told the jury there's no evidence Hunter Biden knowingly violated this law. That the form is less than clear about whether previously being an addict or being an addict at that moment was relevant.
The prosecution's witnesses will likely run through the rest of the week, then we'll hear from the defense. The U.S. wants the U.N. to support a new ceasefire plan between Israel and Hamas. CBS's Kimmy McCormick.
The U.N. human rights chief says he's all for it.
Any initiative that leads to a ceasefire, that leads to an ending of what's happening now, is of course welcome.
Volker Turk called the humanitarian situation in Gaza beyond catastrophic. Israel's stance on the latest proposal isn't clear, and there's been no commitment by Hamas.
The first major heat wave of the year is intensifying now out west. CBS's Ben Tracy reports from California.
Heat dome is basically an area of high pressure that traps heat, that traps warm air, kind of like a pot on top of a thing of boiling water. And these things can last for a couple of days up to a couple of weeks. In this instance, it looks like it's going to be a couple of days where that's going to spike temperatures into the triple digits.
It's about 107 there now in the Central Valley. Dodger star Shohei Ohtani's former interpreter pleaded guilty today to bank and tax fraud in a sports betting case. Ipe Mizuhara admitting he stole nearly $17 million from Ohtani after reaching a plea deal with prosecutors. He now faces up to 33 years in prison. And Kanye West is getting sued by his former assistant for wrongful termination and sexual harassment. Lauren Piscata claims the rapper hired her in 2021 to be available to him 24/7, but started bombarding her with explicit messages and in one case touched himself in front of her. She says Ye offered her severance when he fired her a year later, but never paid her. Kanye or his lawyers have not commented yet. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The DOT has started construction on extensive work on Highway 38 across the Root River. It's a two-year project. Two more candidates joined the race for the 33rd Assembly District yesterday. Kelly Clark of Sturdivant and Alan Kupsick of Lake Geneva filed their paperwork on the final day. Kupsick is seeking the Democratic nomination while Clark is running as an independent. Lorenzo Santos has withdrawn his candidacy for Wisconsin's 1st Congressional District seat. He's throwing his support behind Peter Barca. The Racine man police say pulled a gun at a funeral over the weekend will be back in court in August. 38-year-old Marcus Perry was in court yesterday. Kenosha Unified is partnering with Edgewood College to try and get more teachers in the system. They're starting an accelerated program together. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers lose in Philly. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Well, after facing the Cubs and the struggling White Sox last week, the Brewers now playing the team with the best record in the National League. The Phillies winning last night 3-1 over Milwaukee. A highlight was the warm reception received by Rhys Hoskins in his first game back in Philadelphia, where his career started, manager Pat Murphy.
Fans showed, what this game's really all about. Rhys left an impression on this fan base like he will on ours. People already recognize who the guy is and recognize how he goes about his business and what a pro he is and what a teammate he is. He stole a base and also hit a homer.
Game two is tonight. The Brewers third baseman, Joey Ortiz, named National League Rookie of the Month. Ortiz with four home runs, batting over .307 in the month of May. NFL Packers continue OTAs in Green Bay. The team reviewing the playbook for this season. Practices in Green Bay running through this week. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens, sponsored by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Cash battles for a share of $200,000 in June. More info at paysbig.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight with scattered showers and thunderstorms and lows in the mid-60s. For tomorrow, a couple of storms popping up with a mixture of sunshine and clouds, highs in the mid-70s. Sunshine's back on Thursday, but breezy, high temps in the low 70s. Right now, it's 76.
WRJN. Close your eyes and I'll kiss you. Tomorrow I'll miss you. Remember, I'll always be true.
mountain that I'm missing, the lips I am missing.
Timeless hits on WRJN. Have you gone to WRJN.com and clicked on the Big Deals tab yet? You could save 30% on local food and merchandise gift certificates. For example, a $40 certificate for just $28 or a $20 certificate for just $14.
There'll be no strings to bind your hands, not if my love can't bind your heart. And there's no need to take a stand, for it was I who chose to start. See no reason to take me home. I'm old enough to face the dawn. Light will be dim, and it won't matter anyhow. If morning's echo says we've sinned, well, it was what I wanted now. And if we're victims of the night, I won't be blinded.
Groves, local news and timeless hits.
W-R-J-N.
You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss you.
there's no welcome look in your eyes when I reach for you. Girl, you're starting to criticize little things I do. It makes me just feel like crying. I'd get down on my knees for you.
Let's live away. local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Hey, Georgia.
Hello. How are you?
Doing well. Georgia Hall is on the phone with me, and she's from First Presbyterian Church. And this Thursday, Georgia, you've got your very first Music and More concert of the season, don't you?
Right. It's an exciting week.
It's this Thursday at noon. 31st season. Isn't that incredible?
Since 1993.
This Thursday at noon at First Presbyterian Church in downtown Racine. That's at the corner of College and 7th. And what can people expect this Thursday at noon, Georgia?
Well, one of the best things is the concert's free, and also the weather's supposed to be good. The sanctuary's air-conditioned. We have an elevator if you need access. That's at the parking lot entrance. And the concert's an hour long, and it's three short acts. So the first act is going to be a couple of vocalists from Milwaukee, and they'll have piano accompaniment. And the second act is going to be two violinists from Racine Symphony Orchestra. They're doing violin duos. And then the third act is going to be the Brass Knuckles, and that's a group of seven. There are two trumpets, a French horn, a trombone, a tuba, drums, and a keyboard. So there's going to be a lot of music this Thursday. It's fast-paced. It's fun. There's no charge to come in, but we're going to be raising money for some local charities. So if you can bring a few dollars to put in the offering baskets, that would be great.
All right, Georgia, if you can hang on a couple of minutes, we'll talk more about this coming up in the next half hour. I want to know more about the charities, too. It's Georgia Hall with Kurt Vollman here on WRJN.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Monday through Friday on our news talk stations. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Von Hassel Jewelers is an American Gem Society retailer, a certified gemologist appraiser, and graduate gemologist, serving Racine, Kenosha, and the Milwaukee area for over 20 years. Whether you need custom jewelry design, repairs, the newest in jewelry fashion, or appraisals for insurance, estates, and more, their experience is remarkable. Von Hassel will come to you at the bank, attorney's office, or other jewelry stores across the Midwest. Open Tuesday through Friday and by appointment on Saturdays in downtown Racine. Qualified, educated, knowledgeable, trusted. That's the Von Hassel way.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm going to share a practical hack that I use to manage my spending. It's my wish list. A wish list is just a note I keep in my phone where I write down all the things I want to buy, but I don't have a plan or a budget to buy. You know, like stuff I see randomly on Instagram or TikTok, or these new shoes that my BFF just got that I am totally obsessed about. My wish list does two things. First, it gives me a place to put that feeling of want instead of just pulling out my credit card. And second, it gives me time to decide if I really want it. And then, if I can afford it. I revisit my wish list once a week or so. I take a look at every single thing on there, and then I pick if I want to find the budget for that thing or if I'm going to, you know, let it go. And I will tell you that mostly I end up letting things go. So if you're looking to cut back on spending, try making a wish list. This is Carrie Joy, and that has been your Work Money Minute. Take good care.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the Max Inc. radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Something sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Vollman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our Civic Media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
I can't get no rest.
Spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN.
catcher, nothing can touch my 409. 409, 409, 409, 409, 409.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN, where our goal is to inform and entertain. So if you miss any of our newscasts on air, simply search for WRJN News online and you'll find the latest stories on our website or wherever you get your podcasts. WRJN News now not only on your radio, but on demand too. Search for WRJN News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Two Wisconsin lawyers and a former aide to Donald Trump who helped submit bogus paperwork claiming Trump won Wisconsin in 2020 are now charged with felony forgery. State Attorney General Josh Call filed the charges against Kenneth Chesbrough, Jim Troupas, and Mike Roman today. The three are due in a courtroom on September 19th. Wisconsin Democrats will meet for their state convention in Milwaukee this weekend. State Party Chair Ben Wickler says they have a chance to shrink the Republican state Senate majority.
I think we could flip four Senate seats in this election. That would take Democrats from 11 seats to 15 seats in 1 year, breaking the Republican supermajority, putting them on track to win a majority in 2026.
Wickler speaking with Wisconsin Eye. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It'll be a single lane on 38 across the Root River. The DOT has started construction on extensive work on the highway from Rapids Drive to MM. Work will continue through the winter and pick up again in the spring, meaning a two-year impact on that road. The project aims to reconstruct the bridge over the Root River. Suggested alternate routes are 31 and Highway C. The race for the 33rd Assembly District, newly created in the latest redistricting, witnessed a flurry of activity on the last day to announce. Two more candidates joined the fray to challenge incumbent Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. Following Andrew Sigelski's announcement last week to run against Voss in the Republican primary, Kelly Clark of Sturtevant and Alan Kupsick of Lake Geneva officially filed their paperwork yesterday. Kupsick is seeking the Democratic nomination while Clark is running as an independent. Kenosha's newest library officially opens in about a month. The Uptown Children's Library on 22nd Avenue will start operating July 13th. It's just over 7,500 square feet, and it's a library with kids' content only. It's on the ground floor of new construction, which also includes apartment and other retail stores. The almost $3 million library effort was funded with both private and public money. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight with scattered showers and thunderstorms and lows in the mid-60s. For tomorrow, a couple of storms popping up with a mixture of sunshine and clouds, highs in the mid-70s. Sunshine's back on Thursday, but breezy, high temps in the low 70s. Right now it's 78 degrees.
We get it almost every night, and when that moon gets so big and bright, it's supernatural delight. Every border was dancing in the moonlight. Everybody here is out of sight. They don't bark and they don't bite. They keep things loose, they keep things alive. Every border was dancing in the moonlight.
Dancing in the moonlight. Everybody's real warm and bright. It's such a fine and natural sight. Everybody's dancing in the moonlight.
We like our fun and we never fight. You can't dance and stay uptight.
for listening to local news and timeless hits here on WRJN. But remember, we're part of the larger Civic Media Network. You can hear our statewide talk shows anytime on the Civic Media app or take WRJN with you wherever you travel at civicmedia.us.
There is a house in New Orleans. They call the rising sun.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Yeah, the Brewers lost yesterday, but they've been on quite a roll lately. And they try to roll tonight. 5:40 first pitch. Pregame coming up just after the top of the hour right here on WRJN.
Where it began, I can't begin to know it. But then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? Warm, touching warm.
news and timeless hits on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. I've been chatting this afternoon with our friend Georgia Hall, talking about the Music and More concert series, which starts this Thursday at noon at First Presbyterian Church in downtown Racine. And Georgia, tell us about some of the charities you're helping out this year.
Well, we usually always do Healthcare Network because they started in our church basement actually about 30 years ago. This year we're also doing HALO, which is Homeless Leadership Assistance Organization. And then the third one is Restoration Ministries.
So free to get in, but bring a few bucks and there's an offering plate or something available, right?
Right. There are offering baskets around the sanctuary. So no charge to come in, but we encourage you to put a few dollars in when you go out. So
this seems,
all that money raised then goes to those three agencies at the end of the season.
This seems to me the perfect lunch hour for somebody if they work downtown especially.
Well, it is, right, because it's just an hour. Also, if you want to have lunch afterwards, if you're retired or whatever, there's several restaurants downtown that stay open in the afternoon. You've got Reef Point Brew House, you've got the Chart Room, you've got the Yard Arm. So you can just make it a really fun afternoon.
All right. This Thursday, noon, First Presbyterian Church, downtown Racine, corner of 7th and College. And one more time, just remind us who's playing.
The first act, we've got Jillian Bruss and Cynthia Maschett from Milwaukee. The second act is going to be Darlene Rivest and Ann Heidi, violin duos. And then the third act is the Brass Knuckles.
And Georgia, what about parking downtown?
Well, parking's always tricky, and a lot of our parking spaces in our church parking lot are rented. But we also have overflow parking that's over next door to us at the Living Light parking lot. That used to be the YWCA.
Right.
And there's also street parking, but bring quarters if you're going to park on the street because you don't want to get a ticket.
All right. Georgia Hall, Music and More concert series this Thursday at noon at First Presbyterian Church in downtown Racine. I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
Get ready to go all in for cash battles at Pottawatomie. This June, go head-to-head with your fellow club members for a chance at your share of 200 grand in cash. Play with card for entries. Hourly drawings on June 6th and 20th from 4 to 8 p.m. Each drawing, two winners split 20 grand. Cash battles at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. It's the biggest cash bash of the summer. More info at paysbig.com. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. If you have ever worked a day in your life or bought something from the store, you have paid taxes and invested in our country. And I'm going to bet you a truck full of tacos that you have not gotten the full return from that investment. There are a ton of underused government programs, resources, and tax credits out there for taxpayers of all incomes. There's an average of $1,100 out there for every American household. And this is why Work Money, the not-for-profit I run, has set up an all-new resource center. And I would like to note, it is free because we raised some money to do it. Just go to our website at workmoney.org or text or call us at 1-833-WRK-MNEY. It's just Work Money without the O's. You can chat with a real person who's going to help you figure out what you likely qualify for and how much you could get. This is Carrie Joy saying, don't leave good money on the table. Till next time, take good care.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine-Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
Good morning, starshine. The earth says hello. You twinkle above us. We twinkle below. Good morning, starshine.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. Thanks for listening this afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Appreciate you being with me. Brewers baseball coming up after the top of the hour.
Lordy. local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay. Have nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide.